Just talk about a big one, nice win, big win. Always good to win at home, especially your finale. But, you know, this team has struggled so much with defense this year. And you look up, you played 9 innings, no errors, and you turned 4 double plays.
That was, those double plays were huge in a lot of those innings to get us out of a sticky situation. So I'm proud of us. That's, I think, 2 of our last 3 games we've gone errorless. And it's huge. I mean, our kids know that. Our kids know our pitchers are not necessarily going to strike out a bunch of people, and they're going to let the ball be put in play. And some days we're more ready for that challenge than others, and some days we execute better than others. But it is good to see that we've seen more consistency in that area, and we're gonna need to play good defense in Fresno and to finish out the season.
And, you know, Michelle, I mean, she gave up 8 hits and 3 walks, so 11 base runners. But, again, she seemed to find ways to get the pitches to let her defense get out of it.
She did, and Michelle wasn't 100% feeling her best today. But I'm proud of her for getting it out and finding a way to win. She's done that a number of times this season when maybe she hasn't had her best stuff, or her location hasn't been what you're used to seeing out of her. But she hung in there, and you know, we kind of had a couple conversations early in the game, and she made it really clear she was fine, and she wanted to keep on going, and she wanted to keep on competing out there.
And then, you know, the last time these two teams played, same pitcher for Northwestern State, 1 hit shutout against us. What did we do differently offensively today? 8 hits and scored 4 runs.
Well, I think, as is always our prompt to our kids to be aggressive at pitches in the zone early in the count, we got really passive when we faced her last time. I mean, it might not have been our favorite pitch that she was giving us on that first pitch, but it was a strike, and it was in the strike zone. It was probably the best one that you were going to see. So I thought our kids did a good job today of attacking that first pitch strike, or attacking the first strike that they saw, and not getting buried in a count where they had to battle out of it.
4-3, you win in extra innings. You're down to your last out, trailing 3-2, and you had Aaron Kipp and Amanda Krieger come up with big hits. How big is that momentum-wise going into this weekend?
I think it's huge. You know, we talked to the kids after the game. A lot of times at this point in time in the season, you know, teams are kind of over it. It's a long season. It's starting to get hot. You know, there's lots of reasons for you to lose your focus and just kind of lose that fight. And I was proud to see our kids come back 3 times from being down this evening and find a way to win. We didn't play necessarily, we didn't pitch our best, we didn't hit our best, but we found a way to end the game with a win. And that's what's really important. And it's going to be the team that's got the biggest heart at this point in time that's going to continue to play.
And then what do you have to do this weekend going into Fresno?
Well, obviously we know we face a good pitching staff with Moses and with Oaks as well. They've done a number on some pretty good offenses, so it's not good news for our offense necessarily, but I think if we can be successful against that caliber of pitching, we know that we're going to be primed and ready to go against the pitching that we're going to face in conference tournament. So I think hopefully we still kind of are able to find positive aspects, whether it's defensively, offensively, or pitching-wise, that we can carry some momentum into Las Cruces. And that's what we were able to do at Utah State last year. Of course, last year we were kind of fighting for our lives, but we kind of found our bats that weekend, and then we took them with us when we went to Fresno. So hopefully, you know, we can have a similar kind of bump up in these last 2 weeks.